Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them, everyone. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When the blessings come down, glory to God. Anybody with me this morning, amen, praise God. When the praises go up, glory to God, healing comes down, joy comes down. Come on with me, people of God. Peace comes down, victory comes down, deliverance comes down. Holy Ghost, come on down, glory to God, power. Glory, what's his name? His name is Jesus. We got to lift him up higher, higher, higher. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He is the Almighty God, King of Kings. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, 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 everyone, to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. You are on the air. Amen. Praise God with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. This is our Sunday morning service. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I pray that you are doing well this morning. Amen. Praise God. You got up with a smile on your face, a step in your feet, and a praise in your hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we thank and praise God on this morning. Amen. For you, you, and you. Amen. Bless you, everyone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm glad to see y'all this morning on the line this morning. Amen. I thank God for you. Amen. With that being said, hallelujah, we know how we do. Praise God. We have to pray before we do anything. Allow the Holy Spirit to partner with me. Glory to God to have his way on this morning. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit. Spirit. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for who you are in our lives, oh God. Yes, Lord, we know that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Glory to God. And we say thank you, Lord God, for being Lord over our lives on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, this morning, Lord God, we ask that you prepare our hearts, our minds, and our spirit, Lord God, to receive the word of the Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to your name, Father. You know what we need on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Lord God, that you are blessed on this morning. Pour out your anointing. Pour out your power. God, I thank you, Lord, because it is the anointing that's going to break the yokes over our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, God, this morning for wisdom. I pray for the knowledge, and I pray for a greater understanding of your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, as you water me, Father God, that I will water your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I bless you. I praise you, God. I lift my hands up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch our feeble bodies this morning, Lord God. Wake us up this morning, Lord. Touch our minds right now, God. Breathe on us again, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, for what you're going to do. Thank you for how you're going to speak on this morning. And thank you for total restoration. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. People of God, we thank God this morning. This morning, amen, I want to take us to a passage this morning. It's going to be a little lengthy reading, praise God. Stay with me this morning because there's some instructions, amen, in the word of the Lord. There's power in the word of the Lord. There's deliverance in the word of the Lord. There's healing in the word of the Lord. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Said amen, praise God. The first one I'm going to read is Exodus 13 and 21, but then I'm going to switch over to Exodus 14. And I want to talk because we are coming up on a time of Passover week. Amen. Praise God. To recap quickly, the Israelites are in slavery in Egypt. And God had sent Moses and Aaron to tell Pharaoh to let their people go. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. But he has refused. In response, God has sent 10 plagues, and finally, Pharaoh has told them to go into the desert that they might worship God. We'll pick it up there. Amen. The Israelites are making their escape. And how many know, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, it's a season of exodus. Amen. Praise God. Where we are going to make our exodus. Amen. Praise God. Out of the things. Amen. Glory to God. Out of bondage of anything. Glory to God that's holding us back from being blessed in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Anything that's holding us back. Amen. From taking territory. Amen. Praise God. Anything. Ah, glory to God. Even our own mind, praise God, that we have to get delivered from even our own mind. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, amen. I'm going to read. It says, by the day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Exodus 14 and 1 says, then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp near Paharat, between Milgah and the sea. They are to encamp by the sea, directly opposite of Baal Zephon. Pharaoh will think, hear me now, Pharaoh will think the Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion. See, God, glory to God, gives us, yes, Holy Spirit, strategy, amen, for where we are going. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. So the enemy thinks that they are wandering. They are confused, hemmed in by the desert. He said, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory. Oh, Holy Ghost, have your way. The Lord says, but I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So the Israelites did this. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said, what have we done? The enemy said, what have we done? We have let the Israelites go and have lost their service. There's a lot of preaching this word, God, people of God. So he had his chariots made ready and took his army with him. He took 600 of the best chariots, along all the other chariots of Egypt with the officer over all of them. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites who were marching out boldly. The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they camped by the sea near Paharah, opposite Baal Zephon. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there was the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, come on, was it because there were no graves? Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. No graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die. What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Did we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone? Let us serve the Egyptians, they said. Now God is bringing them out. Let us go back and serve the Egyptians. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Come on, Holy Ghost. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, he said, the enemy you see today, you will see never again. You will see no more. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the waters so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. Listen, in verse number 17, he says, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army. What do you mean, God, that you will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army to go after the people that you told to let go? Through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. See, your angels is already camped beside you, people of God. You just got to know that they're there. My God, I give you glory. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel throughout the night. The cloud brought darkness, oh come on, Holy Ghost, to the one side and light to the other side. Oh my God, I give you glory. So neither went near the other all night long. See, God knows what he's doing in our lives, people of God. Then Moses stretched out his hands over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry ground. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground. With a wall of water on the right and on the left, the Egyptians pursued them, come on, Holy Ghost, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. God is going to get the glory after, oh, da da ba sanda. See, it could be your enemy running after you, but God is going to get the glory. My God, I give you glory. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire in the cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. He made the wheels of the chariots come off so that they had difficulty driving. Oh, my God, I say thank you. And the Egyptians said, let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt. Oh, my God, I say thank you. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hands over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and their horsemen. Moses stretched out his hands over the sea, and at daybreak, the sea went back into its place. The Egyptians were fleeing towards it. Oh, my God, I say thank you. And the Lord swept them into the sea. See, God says to them, the enemy you see today, you will see no more. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. The waters flowed back and covered the chariots and horses. The entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelite into the sea, not one of them survived. But the Israelites, the people of God, went through the Red Sea on dry ground with a wall of water on the right and on their left. That day, oh, my God, I say thank you. That day, the Lord saved Israel from the hands of Egypt, from the hands of the enemy. Come on, Holy Ghost. And Israelite, the Israel saw the Egyptians laying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw this great power of the Lord displayed against Egypt, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and Moses, his servant. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. See, people of God, there is times in our lives, amen, praise God, that we have to know that the Lord thy God is with us. We have to know, praise God, that the Lord is fighting for you. He wants the best for you. My God, I say thank you. The Egyptians, praise God, glory to God, glory to God. They said, glory to God, I don't want to go through the opposition of trying to get where God want me to go, praise God. I'd rather go back to slavery, amen. Praise God. People of God, you might have to go through a little thing, praise God, in order to get to the promised land. My God, I say thank you. But one thing for sure, praise God, you have to know that God is on your side. Come on, Holy Ghost, I say thank you, Jesus. We got to know, praise God, there's been a strategy that God has for our lives. Look at what the Lord did for the Israelite, praise God. Don't you know that God is no respecter of a person, praise God? He will do the same thing for you, praise God. You might feel that the enemy is on the left. He might feel that the enemy is on the right-hand side of you, praise God. But God has a strategy from heaven letting you know, praise God, that I have an angel set aside from you, praise God. I have an angel set in front of you, praise God. I'm going to get you to that place that God wants you to get, praise God. So sometimes, yes, you might have to go through a couple things. You might have to go through the rough edges of life, praise God, to get to the glory of God. See, God said, I'm going to get the glory out of the Israel, praise God. I'm going to get the glory out of your life. My God, I say thank you. Certainly, the greatest significance to those who went through the crossing of the Red Sea was that it was a big climax. Come on, Holy Ghost, of great rescue that God was orchestrating. See, you got to understand, praise God, that God is orchestrating your life, praise God. Glory to God, glory to God. The plagues were amazing for sure, but this was the final proof that God was fighting for them against the Egyptians, doing something for them that they could not do for themselves. There are some things that you cannot do for yourself that God has to orchestrate to get the glory out of your life. But know this one thing, praise God. God will snatch you out of the fire to get you to where he wants you to go. My God, I say thank you. You might be under the dirt. You might, praise God, by sick with a love outstanding, doing things that's not of God, praise God, but God is going to have his way, doing something for them that they could not do for themselves. The crossing, oh my God, I say thank you. The crossing of the Red Sea is once again a story of salvation and deliverance. Salvation and deliverance. Somebody say deliverance. God is going to deliver me today to get me to where he wants me to go. Somebody say, I am free. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It's all about the freedom. It's all about the celebration of what God is getting ready to do in the beginning of Passover, which is Passover is coming on next week. See, you got to understand why they celebrated, praise God. They was delivered, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God saving them from slavery and bringing them out to freedom and worship and community. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, my God, I say thank you. We come to a point in our lives, amen, praise God, where God has freed the Egyptians, my God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. God has freed them, praise God, only because, amen, glory to God, they were the pursuer, praise God. God took them out, praise God, yet caught up our thunder, glory to God, and we see, praise God, that God is doing something, even in the Egyptians, praise God, letting them know that I am God. But look at what God did for the Israelite, praise God. He let them know, praise God, once and for all, I am going to free you from what you fear today, praise God. We got a lot of fear in the body of Christ. We fear from moving to the next step. Oh, what am I might fail, praise God. They're called about standard of a hood of a fear. But God is right there with you every step of the way. My God, I say thank you. He's orchestrating your steps. You say, well, if I make this move, it might not work out the way I planned. Did God say it won't work out, praise God? It will work out because God is with you. The same way he went with Yadorvasanda, the same way he went with Israel, praise God, glory to God, glory to God. Look at the fire by night. Oh, glory to God, the cloud by day. The same thing that he's doing, praise God, for them, he's doing for us today. But we can't see it, glory to God, because we're too busy looking at other stuff, praise God. We don't see the hand of God. See the hand of God, people of God. Listen to how God refers to the event in the rest of the book. The Bible says in Exodus 20, 1 and 2-3, and God spoke all these words. He said, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Praise God. Out of the land of slavery. He brought us out, people of God. You shall have no other God before me. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. You shall have no other God before me. Praise God. You know, me and my husband were talking on yesterday, and I told him, praise God, I've gotten to the point, amen, I'm not going to store up stuff, glory to God, because glory to God. God gave me a revelation, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It's not about storing up stuff. I just want to live my life in peace. I just want to live my life, praise God, to the Messiah. Yes, I want to dress nice. Yes, I want a nice home, praise God. But I don't want to store up all this stuff, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, to make other things my God. Because sometimes, amen, praise God, not knowingly, praise God, we can make our clothes our God. We can make our houses our God. We can make anything, glory to God, tangible, but the world system to make it our God. So we have to be very, very careful. Even our money can be our God. We don't want to share with nobody. We don't want to help nobody, praise God. That can be your God. You storing up for yourself, but God says store up for me. My God, I give you glory. Can anybody hear me out there today? There is no other God before me, he said. But the Bible says in Exodus 19, 4 and 6, he says, you yourselves have seen what I did. Hear me today. What I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations, you will be my treasure possession. All through the whole earth is mine, he said. You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Don't you love the Lord? Praise God. He talks well today. My God, I give you glory. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Listen to Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, verses 32 and 35. He says, ask now about the former days, long before your time, from the day God created man on earth. Ask from one end of the heaven to the other. Has anything so great as this ever happened? Or has anything like it ever been heard of? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Has any other people heard the voice of God speaking out of the fire as you have and live? Has any God ever tried to take for himself one nation out of another nation by testing? He said, by miraculous signs and wonders, by war, by mighty hand and outstretched arm, or by great and awesome deeds, like all the things the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes. Come on, Holy Ghost. You were shown these things so that you might know that the Lord is God. Beside him, there is no other. My God, I say thank you. There's no other God but the God of heaven. I am the one who rescues you. I'm talking to the people of God now. I am the one that rescued you. I have no other gods before me. I brought you out. I brought you to myself. Not obey me. Now obey me, he says. I brought you out so that you might know I am the Lord and there is no other. Notice that it is not. Obey me and I will save you, he said. But I have saved you. I have saved you. Now obey me and worship me. This an important distinction that well return to later, people of God. They learned that God is the only God, that he is the rescuer, and that because he is this, they are to serve and to obey. We don't like the word obey. My God, that's interesting that I want to point out. Remember what happened when they are leaving Exodus 14 and 5, when the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled. Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said, what have we done? We have let the Israelites go and have lost their service. Come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I say thank you. See, you got to understand, praise God, when the enemy have a hold of you, my God, I say thank you. And once you get loose, glory to God, the enemy says, what have I done? Now they're going to serve the Lord thy God. Now they're going to preach the gospel. Now they're going to teach the word. Now they're going to bring others into the kingdom of God. What have we done here? My God, I say thank you. Pharaoh changes his mind and wants them back. And as he pursued the Israelites, they end up between Pharaoh's army and a great sea. There is seemingly no hope. Listen to how they respond to Moses. My God, I say thank you. Exodus 14, 11, and 12 says, here we go. It says, they said to Moses, was it because there was no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Huh? What have you done by bringing us out of that dark cage? What have you done for us, praise God, but bringing us out of that place, amen, glory to God, that we thought that we was doing good? Come on, Holy Ghost. The Bible says, didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone. Let us serve the Egyptians. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. As they find themselves between the army and the sea, they begin to wish that they were back in slavery. Oh, my God, I say thank you. Look at that dark place, people of God. Look at that place that God brought you from when you was a whoremonger, when you was sleeping out, where you was drinking drugs and all kind of permissible stuff, perverse things, amen, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, because they were doing all those kind of things. They were serving the enemy at that time, praise God. Wouldn't it be better? It would be better to be a slave than to die. They are free. But when the going gets rough, they wish to be enslaved again. When things don't work out the way we think, we want to quit God. When things don't go the way we wanted to go, we want to quit God. Come on, Holy Ghost. When we don't get what we want to quit and go back to Egypt. You could even say that even though they are free, they are still slaves to fear. Slaves to what their eyes see. Notice how hard it is to live in that freedom. Anybody out there free today? I feel free today. We are free people of God. We don't have to serve the enemy no more. We can serve the Lord thy God. My God, I say thank you. What is the significance to the Hebrews? They are a people who were in slavery and now are free because of God's mighty hand. God's mighty hand is upon us, people of God. God's mighty hand is on our back, people of God. God's mighty hand is in front of us, people of God. God's mighty hand is upon our lives. My God, I say thank you. They did not want to go back to slavery so they could obey him and worship him. But even though they were free, it is hard to live in that freedom. See, sometimes, praise God, when God free us, praise God, the enemy comes to our minds, praise God, and tried to get us to go backwards, amen, praise God. When God is saying, I want you to go forward, when he already sent the angels of the Lord to come and get you to say, I'm going to keep my hands upon you. But what's going on is a war going on, people of God. There's a war going on for your soul. There's a war going on for your life. There's a war going on for everything that pertaineth to you. My God, I say thank you. What about the place of the Exodus in the big picture? While we are not physically slaves, the Bible carries the metaphor of slavery and escape from it throughout the Bible. The crossing of the Red Sea is all about God leading a people out of slavery to freedom so that they might worship him. And the Christian story is all about God leading the people out of slavery to freedom so that they might worship him. Listen to what Paul had to say about this slavery. Paul in Romans 7, glory to God, verse 21, he said, so I find this law at work. My God, I say thank you. When I want to do good, he says, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law, he said, but I see another law at work in my members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. Oh, come on, people of God. What a wretched man I am. See, Paul even know, praise God, there's a war going on, but Paul said it every one of my sins. See, the enemy don't want you to do right. He don't want you to be free. He wants to capture you, praise God. My God, I say thank you. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me? He said, thank be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, I'm a slave to the law of sin. My God, I say thank you. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Paul knew, praise God, there was a war going on, but he knew, praise God, through Jesus Christ, I can do this thing. Anybody calling on the name of Jesus, we find ourselves enslaved to sin sometimes, people of God. Yes, all have fallen short of the glory of God. All of us, praise God, did an oversight sight. All of us wage war every now and then, praise God. But we got to know who fights our battle, who's on the inside, who's living inside of me. Glory to God, the Holy Spirit. David said it well. Lord, please don't take the Holy Spirit away from me. If you take the Holy Spirit away from me, praise God, I can't make it. We find ourselves enslaved to sin. That is waging war against us. We know what we want to do, but we can not do it. We want to believe, but our fears, our doubts, wars against us and enslave us to sin. Because anytime the Lord says that we begin to doubt him, we fall into sin. My God, I say thank you. Somebody say glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Faith over fear. That was one of the shirts that we made. Faith over fear. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The larger story is one of salvation from things that enslave us. Our society defines freedom as only answering to ourselves with no restrictions. We answer to ourselves with no restrictions on anything we wish to do, praise God. But the reality is not this way. Ah, my God, I say thank you. You're either serving the Lord or you're serving the slave to something else. Are we serving the Lord or are we slaving to something else? You are never totally free. Just answering to yourself. Let me try to explain, people of God. My God, I say thank you. Whatever it's your ultimate thing, whatever it is, the ultimate thing, you will be a slave to it. You know, praise God, I remember being a kid one day, and I remember, praise God, there was a man, praise God, he bought him a nice Eldorado. My God, I say thank you. I was only a kid at that time, praise God. But every morning, glory to God, glory to God, he was out there just wiping that car, shining that car, come on, greasing that car up. That car didn't go nowhere all day long, but it was there to get shined up, get all nice and for everybody to look at. And then before at night, I praise God, he began to shine it up again. Glory to God. And I asked my dad, I said, God, why? Daddy, why is he always out there shining that car? He said, because that's what he knows how to do. Praise God. And that's his God. Praise God. At that time, even my daddy just said, that's his God. Praise God. That car, praise God. He shined up in the morning, shined up in the evening. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. There's nothing wrong with having nice things and wanting things to be nice. Praise God. But we got to be careful how we make things our God. That bank account that you got, praise God, that you storing up, praise God, and glory to God, that we left here today and tomorrow, praise God, who was going to spend it? Come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. That house that you're putting up, praise God, glory to God, with all the pretty dishes in it, nobody eats off them, praise God, hallelujah, they just there for display, praise God, somebody else is going to eat it. They're not going to see the value that way you see the value. They're going to eat off those things. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, my God, I say thank you. What is the thing that really makes you significant? What is the thing you really value? What is the thing that makes you important? Your looks. Even we can get so vain in our looks, people of God. Then you become a slave to it. And when they are threatened, you do whatever you can to protect them. And when you lose them, you despair and lose your value. Your athletic ability, your work, your parenting, your marriage. When they are threatened, you protect it. Whatever you live for, you're serving is controlling you. You have to have it. And it will cause you to live in fear and idolatry. If you build your life around being a breadwinner, being a good parent, being a good person, when that goes bad, it will come after you. It will threaten. You will protect it. There is a difference between the person who values being a good parent and the person whose identity is wrapped up in being a good parent. What happens when a child goes bad? For it is difficult, but doesn't destroy them. For the other parent, it threatens the very core of their being, because being a good parent was their identity. I'm paraphrasing this morning. There's a difference between a person who values their looks and health and the person whose identity is wrapped up in their looks. What happens when they age? I got a string of gray hair. I looked at it the other day. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. What happens, people of God? The first person might be sad or find it difficult, but they manage. Oh, yeah, I'm getting a little older. It's okay. God got me. The other person does all they can to stay young and fight the effects of aging because their looks define who they are. They go get Botox, hip lift, more buns, come on, uplifted breasts, all those things because you're aging. And what about success at work? For one person is important, but does not define who they are. For the other, they see themselves as a successful businessman, an engineer, or a doctor, or whatever the case may be. What happens when their job is threatened or they lose their jobs? For the first person, it's hard. Yes, it is. It's hard when things like that happen in our lives, but does not destroy them. For the other, it sheds them to the core of who they are, because they have become a slave to their identity as a successful person at work, and without that, they are nothing. In life, people of God, some of the things that enslave us are the opinions of others and the need for peace in a personal relationship. When someone doesn't like us, when there is conflict, we can become a slave to the need to restore peace or goodwill and choose as my God over the true God. I will keep the peace at all costs. Run away from conflict whenever peace is threatened. I am in danger. I choose to be a slave rather than live in freedom. See, we got to understand, people of God, there will be conflict in life. But I'm not going to let nobody put me in bondage because they feel threatened by the very presence of you. Or they feel threatened, amen, because they can't control you no more. My God, I say thank you. Peter puts it this way. 2 Peter 2:19 says, they promised them freedom while they themselves are slaves of depravity. For a man is a slave to whatever has mastered him. Can I say that one more time, people of God? For a man is a slave to whatever has mastered him. We become a slave to whatever has mastered us. Our God wants to free us today, people of God. My God, I say thank you. Somebody shout with me this morning. Somebody give God the praise. Come on, somebody say, loose yourself from slavery today. Don't let nobody put you in slavery. Don't let nobody do that, because God said, who the Son set free is free indeed. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We are free people of God in the Most High. We have a boss, but the boss is not a slave master. Come on, Holy Ghost. A boss is a boss. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Or you may be a boss. Glory to God. Glory to God. But you don't want to put nobody in bondage. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you. Glory to God. We want to master who we are. Praise God. The devil, Messiah. Who the Son set free is free indeed. You are free today. Glory to God. Glory to God. We even free to read our Bible, but we don't even pick up the Bible until Sunday morning. People someplace else can't even read the Bible, but we got the freedom and we don't even take advantage of it. We're free to walk the street. We're not in war, people of God, over here, praise God, or where we at, praise God, and we can walk the street freely, but there's a war going on somewhere else, amen, in the world of Isaiah, and glory to God, they can't even come outside. My God, I say thank you. Glory to God. God isn't going to deal with that issue, praise God, but I'm telling you today, praise God, master your freedom today. My God, I say thank you. Stay away from idolatry. Stay away from the things that keep you captive. Stay away from that spirit in the bottom of the bottle. Come on, Holy Ghost. That word, glory to God, when my husband showed me that picture, praise God, he said the man was drinking, glory to God, and he said the spirit in the bottom of the bottle, praise God. It was okay while they was drinking it, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But at the end, praise God, you turn into somebody else. My God, I say thank you. Glory to God. There's a spirit, people of God. There's a spirit that controls your life. There's a spirit, amen, that controls your finance. There's a spirit that controls your children. We got to learn how to pray. We got to learn to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can be saved, that they can be saved, that we can be free. We are free. So somebody say, I'm going to a song, people of God, but we're going to shake ourselves loose today. My God, I say thank you.
Oh yeah.
right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had a praise party all by myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The song says he tried to block me. Glory to God. Glory to God. But guess what, people of God? We got the keys. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He loosed the shackles off your feet. Praise God. Come on, people of God. We ready to cross on over today. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I'm free, free, free. Glory to God. We became a slave to whatever mastered us, people of God. So how can we be saved? How can we be set free from slavery? The Bible says in Exodus story, because we are action in the day, amen, God part the waters to bring the Israelite across. And when the Egyptians tried to follow, they were swallowed up in the sea. As long as the Hebrews was on this side of the sea, they were under sentence of death. But the moment they crossed the dry seabed, the Egyptians found an invisible, come on, I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost today. They found an invisible warrior fighting against them, and the Hebrews were no longer under any condemnation. Salvation, according to the Bible, is not about working hard to achieve salvation or enlightenment or heaven. Instead, it is like the crossing of the Red Sea. There can be a moment in your life when you are under condemnation, liable for everything you ever done wrong. People of God, get it out your mind. Whatever you done wrong in the past, today you wipe it clean, wipe it clean, wipe it clean today. Glory to God. Don't let the enemy take your mind back to that dungeon, to that dark place. Amen. Praise God. You are under no condemnation on one side of the Red Sea. And then there can be a moment where you are on the other side. See, you're on the other side, protected from the enemy by God. You are protected, people of God. You are protected. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. You are protected by a God that you cannot see. Certainly, there is a lifelong process of changing your character, but what makes you a Christian is a change of status. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You pass from death to life. The Bible says, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. He has crossed over from death to life. When you become a believer, your identity is that of God beloved, his child. Yes, Holy Ghost. No one can touch that. You are not a slave, but a son. The Bible says in Romans 8:13-16, for if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. Come on. But if by spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testified with our spirit that we are God's children. Your identity is not defined by whether or not you have a job, a spouse, by how successful you are, but by the size of your bank account, by whether or not you have peace or love or joy. You are a child of God, God's beloved. You are a sinner saved by grace. You are free. You are no longer a slave to anything else. What does it mean today? You will serve something or somebody. Peace, success, love, family. What is the one thing that threatens your very being? That is your idol. What you are serving, and when thing is threatened, often you choose to be a slave than walk in freedom? What is that thing in your life that God want to snatch out today? Praise God. God want to snatch it out today. Glory to God. He wants to free you. Amen. Praise God that we can look to the hills with coming for our help, knowing that our help comes from the Lord. If you are a Christian, you have passed through the sea. Jesus Christ has led the greater exodus. You have passed from death to life. The enemy cannot touch you. Colossians 3:1-3, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. You are saved. You have been rescued. Your life is hidden with God. Recognize the great rescue that has happened in your life, and then praise God, you are saved. Now, God says, obey. You are a child of God. Now love him and worship him. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody say, I'm crossed over this day. Praise God. I am blessed by God because God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, all his righteousness, and everything else is going to be added unto you. But don't make those things your God. Don't let the things have you. Come on, somebody. You have the things, people of God. We thank God for the crossover today. Glory to God. We thank God that he loosed our feast today. We thank God for the ability to be blessed. Glory to God. We thank God for the leading and the guidance of the Holy Ghost. We thank God that he's our protector. He's our healer. He is our deliverer. He has made us free today, people of God. Rest in the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God has a strategy for your life, and he wants the best for you. Praise God. Somebody say, freedom is my portion. I'm not a slave to anything and anybody else. We thank God, amen, that we don't have a Pharaoh over our lives, but we have the Lord Jesus that made us free, and he made us free indeed. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the word this morning. Lord God, we thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you have said. We thank you, Lord God, for a new outlook on life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless God today. Praise God. People of God, don't forget on Thursday, amen, praise God, Pastor Ilona Waters will be with you at 6 p.m. True Vine International Ministry, where the Lord is moving on that line on Thursday. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the preaching, teaching. Amen. Glory to God of what God is speaking in this hour. Amen. Praise God. So we thank, praise God, for you, you, and you, for allowing me to come into your home. Praise God. I thank you for coming to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You are on the air with Apostle Colin McNeil. Praise God. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. If you want to send your the offering in, praise God, hallelujah, you can call me if you don't know how to do it. For all my newcomers, praise God, all the ones that's coming, amen, praise God, you can reach me, 302-883-9799, amen. Let me say it one more time, 302-883-9799, amen. And I pray that the blessings of the Lord be with you. I thank God for all of you, amen, praise God, that thought in our robbery, amen, to bless the ministry, that we could keep on going on the air and doing what the Lord has told us to do in the kingdom of God. Amen. With that being said, amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let us pray. Let us pray out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for you are God and you are God alone. I thank you for what you have said today, Father God, how you have blessed us on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the movement of the Holy Spirit, Father God, on this line, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you have freed us, God, from all bondages, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you have opened up the Red Sea, Father God, even on this day, that we may walk on dry ground, and the enemy that we seen on yesterday, we will see no more. We thank you for that right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you continue to open up their hearts, open up their minds, bless their families, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, our extended families, Father God. We say thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue, Father God, to pour out your spirit upon this radio show, Father God, that the people of God may be blessed, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to anoint every preacher, every teacher, Father God, on this line and anywhere else that the word is going forward, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Father God, for the grace, the mercy, and all things that you have done. We thank you for opening up our eyes this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for another day that you have made. You said we shall be glad, we shall be glad, we shall rejoice in it, Father God. So we thank you. We come against the spirit of oppression, depression, Father God, because you are in full control, Father God, as you have shown us this morning, Lord God. We might not come out the way that we think we're coming out, but we are coming out with our hands up, and we are coming out in victory. We thank you for it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, have your way. Move by your mighty power. These things we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. God bless you all. Here's a song for the ending. God bless you. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday and the week ahead. Amen. God bless you all. Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm going to wait till I hear from you. I'll wait for you to see me through. I'm fighting your word and know it's true. Stand still till you tell me to move. I'm going to wait till I hear from you. I'll just wait for you to see me through. I'm fighting your word and know it's true. Stand still and wait till you
your face to wide.